Welcome back to season 3 of the Nightlife Podcast. Sorry guys, I've been wanting to do that for a long time. All right, so this season I'm going to do things a little different and I'm going to test out a lot of different stuff. So I hope you guys enjoy. I want to make this as fun as possible. But first of all, I want to welcome my first guest of this new season, new year. How are you, Marcus?
Hello, Julio.
Marcus, I don't want to mispronounce your last name. I've always had to deal with reading it, but
all right. So it's Swedish last name, right? So it's Torstedt. So, but you can call me Torstedt. In American pronunciation.
So the American way would be Marcus Torstedt, Swedish.
Yeah, Torstedt and Swedish Torstedt. Since the O with the two points over the O, it sounds like an O and an E.
Okay.
At the same time, right? So it's Torstedt.
There you go.
Exactly.
So I would have never guessed that. Anyway, in Espanol, Marcus Torstedt, then,
exactly.
I guess.
Yeah, exactly.
Marcus actually comes from Barcelona currently.
Yeah.
And has been working he's been getting in the industry lately. I don't want to give too much away of exactly what it is that he's doing right now. But why don't you tell us a little bit about where you come from, what your background is?
Of course. So as I was saying, I'm half Swedish, half Spanish. I was born in Barcelona, though, and then during middle school, I moved to Sweden, and from then, I was studying in Sweden, high school, and then started college. But what happened is that during my last year of high school, I saw some needs within the nightlife, right? And of course, as I said before, I started college. I was studying industrial engineering, but there was this entrepreneur that came to our university and gave this talk, and I was like, wow, I gotta do this. I gotta really take the opportunity right here and put this into action, right? So we were already four people in this side project I had in high school and so on, founded in Barcelona though. So after this conference this Swedish entrepreneur gave at my university, yeah, I just moved back to Barcelona and then and nowadays, yeah, it's become
all right. So for everybody that's listening, everybody should be wondering right now what kind of entrepreneurship, what exactly it is that they were talking about, and is it connected in any way with the nightlife industry?
Exactly, yeah. So it's about technology and nightlife, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So that's one of the subjects I've been kind of touching on before, but I haven't really dug in deep. I'm gonna tell you one of the reasons is. I mean, I'm old school, I guess. I've been doing this for over two decades. I don't want to say exactly how much and sound older than I am. But the reality is that it's not changing. It's evolving,
exactly.
You know, and it's definitely not disappearing, the nightlife in per se, which I hear a lot of people talk about that.
Okay.
You know, I do want, as a matter of fact, I started at some point looking at this as, you know, how to save the nightlife. And I wrote the book thinking about the whole, idea of saving the nightlife the way it was and bringing back all the old school ways and all that kind of stuff. But it is almost impossible to stop the evolution of what's been happening. You know, I've talked about social media. I've talked about some tech stuff or whatnot. But I haven't really dug in into where it's going, I think we're just starting to touch the tip of it, of where it's going to go, So I've seen a lot of apps, I understand which is mainly your area currently.
Yeah, correct.
I've seen a lot of apps come into, I guess our hands, smartphones or whatever, and change whatever industry that they were made for to affect or whatever, right?
Exactly.
But the only apps that have been affecting the nightlife industry, anyway, the way that maybe Uber affected taxis, you know, right. and Airbnb or, you know, affected the hotel industry and, you know, all those things, has been Tinder and apps like that. Because one of the things that we offer, you know, and that people really go out there for, you know, it's sex. It is what we sell. You know, it is, you know, people go out to meet other people, to mingle, to socialize, all those things. And now they avoid all that part by just swiping left or right. But there hasn't been anything that has approached the nightlife industry, you know, that offers anything, I don't know, like that could actually replace some of it or whatever.
Or even unify, like several business model approaches, right? So for example, I don't know, let's say Tinder, right? I mean, you can try to connect with people that will go out or might go out and so on, but I mean, you can discover events on Tinder. You can like see what's happening. You can, for example, reach a promoter that can help you with your nightlife, you know, experience.
Right. Okay. So let's go a little in that direction. Mm-hmm. Currently, you are working with a specific app that my understanding is coming to the U.S.
Exactly.
Right. And I believe you guys are already operating. In
Barcelona, Europe. And actually about to launch to Ibiza too. Luna is called the app, right? Is the app called, sorry. And it's based on a marketplace where we unify the experiences of the clubbers, the parties, meaning festivals and nightclubs.
Luna means moon, for those of you that don't speak Spanish.
Exactly. Exactly. And last but not least, it unifies also the promoters, right? So the goal with Luna is to centralize all the nightlife in one single architecture, right? And that later on bounces back to the market approach about big data and loyalty building to improve the businesses and promoters' clients' nightlife experience.
Okay, so let me ask you this, because it's usually one of my concerns when a new app comes.
Mm-hmm.
When an app comes and is here to unify or try to help maybe either the promoter side or the club owner side or management side, or the clients. Usually a lot of times I've heard what the apps do and they forget about the client, which should be the most important part, because those are the end users, the ones that need to download the app.
Exactly.
But so first things first, how does this app help the end user?
The end user, right.
How would it, so something like this app, or this app specifically. Yeah. Let's talk about Luna specifically.
Yeah, exactly. So Luna, for the, let's say our B2C target.
Talk to my clients, my people, like, to understand. What do you mean by B2C?
So the clubbers. Sorry.
There you
the
go.
Clubbers. So the clubbers can discover events at their location, right? Right now in Barcelona, Ibiza, and coming to Miami. Later on, they can interact with each other. They can know who's going out. They can know at each event, of course, and interact by chatting through the app.
Is that a little dangerous, maybe, of the communication? Or you can control who gets to see or not?
Right now, you can't. But of course, it takes a bit of time to
I guess all the steps.
Exactly. But yes, you'll be able to regulate who can talk to you and so on, right?
Okay.
I mean, the plan is to...
Like blocking kind of
exactly,
thing.
Exactly. I mean, like, when you get a message from someone, you can either, like, accept it or deny it, right?
Right. Can you be offline? Like, if, you know, I'm thinking girls, you know, the girls might be a little, you know, I'm not interested kind of, you know.
I mean, as I said, the thing is that you will be able to... what's called like hide your profile in case you want to go to an event, right?
Okay.
And then but you don't want to be seen, right? by, for example, foreign, I mean, but like people you don't know, right? But you can, you want to be seen by your friends, right?
Right.
So you'll be able to that, of course, to do that. Yeah. But yeah, it takes
a bit. You don't want your parents to get the app and see where you are when you
or even your ex.
Right. Yeah. Go out there finding people.
Exactly.
Can somebody see where you are even if they're not there? Is that
no?
Okay, so it's pretty much communicate with people that are at the venue that you're at, pretty much.
So the only one that will be able to the only persona within the circle, right, that we will be able to know where you're at is the promoters.
Okay.
Because
they'll know exactly where you're at in general. They'll be kind of controlling, not controlling, but in case.
I mean, yeah, exactly. To always offer you the best nightlife experience, right? In case, of course, that you belong to a promoter, right?
That sounds a little weird.
Yeah, we'll
explain belong to the promoter later, but
yeah,
okay.
Exactly.
I think I understand that, and I know promoters are gonna get it right away. Mm. But anybody that's not a promoter, so the way I see it is, you belong to a promoter when basically, I guess that promoter did their job to bring you into the app, and now you're their customer. So
So
whatever happens to you within the app is
exactly
goes through them. Yeah. Got it.
And last but not least, Julio. So there's this functionality which we think is the most disruptive part. So you got a wallet right within the app. You got a wallet, and you can recharge your wallet. You can buy drinks. You can buy bottles. You can buy tickets right through the app. So imagine that. You're planning to go out on. So it's Thursday today. So you plan to go out on Saturday, and you notice that this club I can just purchase my drinks. So I have them already.
Why would somebody want to purchase through the app and not directly at the venue?
Because since you're exchanging data with the venues, which means that the venues will get to know the customer, right? Which is something that lacks within the nightlife industry a lot.
Right.
The plan is to make the drinks at a cheaper price, right?
Correct.
And afterwards, of course, there's the you skip the line. You don't have to do. You just have to show the bartender a QR code, and the QR code will be scanned, and you'll get the drink or even the bottle service.
So you don't need to bring that wallet anymore. You come, you know. Yeah, I guess we went from the huge wallet that we carried coins around back in the day to make phone calls with a quarter, to then the smaller wallet that only carries that the credit card.
There we go.
To now. With your smartphone, you create your wallet in there within the app. You can pay. Is this any kind of coin or Bitcoin, or what is the deal with that?
Okay, that's super interesting question actually. So I will be honest. It's not. I mean, right now this is a fintech. So it's not Bitcoin. It's not a decentralized coin, right?
Okay.
But. So we actually have this Luna coin at the testnet within Ethereum, but actually when Libra was launched we actually thought on having a workshop with a team, because actually one of our advisors is the president of the Global Blockchain Association in Spain, which means that he represents Spain. In terms of blockchain,
worldwide,
exactly, and the super nice part about Libra, right, is that we won't have to in case that we actually want to launch our Luna coin, we would not have to market it, right, and Libra has already 1.8 billion. People to reach, right?
Got it. So basically you're testing a Bitcoin currently within Luna, but you have a plan to actually accept Bitcoin more of a general.
Right now it's just a simple wallet where you have your you introduce your credit card and
money from wherever you are
exactly,
in the world.
Exactly. Correct. Next step would be either the launch of the, I mean, the rising of the ICO, the stable ICO. The initial coin offering, because to launch this Luna coin we have in Ethereum, yeah. We have to raise money, right? So so we can manage transactions, because at the end we would be a bank for the nightlife,
right.
So and we want to make it stable.
How do you get people? Because I understand what you. Mm-hmm. How do you get people to trust using that? You know
that system. I mean,
paying through the app.
Exactly. I mean, what's implemented right now? It's super simple. I mean, it's already implemented in, for example, Lyft or Uber. I mean, those guys already use it, right? But the what's hard within the cryptocurrency ecosystem is to actually make everyone use it, right? It's a brand new ecosystem and it takes its time, right? So but Libra is trying to tackle that part, right? So that would help us a lot in terms of implementing this system, right? Because let's say that.
So it's really more of a, you know, it's an evolution thing too.
Exactly.
It's a new currency. It's a new way of paying.
Exactly.
There are people who are the beginners in everything, and they are probably, you know, they don't carry any of that anything that's not Bitcoin.
But it's understandable.
There are some slower people like me that have cash in their pockets.
got cash here.
So that's one thing.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you a question before I forget.
Yeah.
There's a word you used that I always hear when people are talking about apps and something new. And it's the word disruptive. Mm-hmm. You know, why do you guys use the word disruptive so much technology as a good thing?
Okay.
What do you guys mean by disruptive? Because I'm going to tell you how I feel about it.
Okay.
When you guys talk about disruptive, what's scary to somebody like me is that I've been in the industry for the past 25 years.
Yeah.
And then somebody comes and disrupts the industry.
Yeah.
And I'm like, holy shit, the way they're going to shake it, am I going to still be, you know, needed in it or not? You know, and specifically with apps that have to do with the, you know, the marketing area, the, you know, the promoter part.
Yeah.
The promoters have one thing. That they, you know, they're very jealous of their thing.
Yeah.
Kind of like DJs, you know. Yeah, you don't see a DJ wanting to share their, you know, their time on stage.
I get you.
You know, or not act or a singer or whatever. Mm. You know, any people like that. With the promoter, it happens that promoters don't like to think that somebody else is going to come in and be able to do their job better than them.
Right.
You know, is this, what is this? There's a robot coming or what's really happening?
I got you. Actually, we're having a totally different approach. I mean, we're actually helping the promoters improve their client's experience, right?
Okay.
Which means that with Luna, you'll be able to, as a promoter, you'll be able to build loyalty with your clients by registering, because everyone has an ID and a QR code that identifies its profile, right?
Okay.
So every promoter has its own QR code where he or she will be able to share with anyone, building loyalty with the users that actually uses the promotional code to register themselves, right? This means that the promoters will be able to track where their clients are going out, which means that it'll help them incentivize later on their clients to, as I said before, always offer the best experience. Because if you know what your client wants and what your client likes, I mean, you will be able to give him or her what she wants and what she wants to experience within the nightlife, right?
Correct.
Yeah. So why we call it disruptive technology? Because so let's say that several industries can be revolutionized, right, with technology. We use disruptive technology to as the term disruptive because we want this industry to we want to bring it to the next level.
Correct.
With technology, right? And in this case, I mean, in our case with Luna, we want to help each persona, right, of the nightlife,
right,
with technology.
Okay.
Right.
Question.
Yeah.
Why the nightlife industry?
Wow. Yeah. Super interesting question, actually. Okay. The hospitality industry at the moment is ranked like the seventh in terms of the most fast growing industries in the world, kind of.
Right.
But why? Because
hospitality in general,
yeah,
or when it comes
exactly,
to
exactly.
apps on technology?
Hospitality in general, right? Why? Because we got, for example, Airbnb rocking like incredible metrics every single year,
yeah.
and hotels are within hospitality, right?
Right.
But what about the nightlife? I mean, I can't actually name any single like. Apart from ticketing services, as for example, Eventbrite, wow, I mean,
right,
the best one in the world, right?
Yes.
But there's still a lot to do within the nightlife. I mean, there's like so many niches to actually improve with technology that it has to start now, right? I mean, we got the technology, we just need the trust from the ecosystem, right?
Right.
So
ecosystem, are we calling ecosystem the clients?
No, I mean the whole circle, right? Because
right.
It's an industry that it has always been very very conservative, right?
Yeah.
For example, I don't know, I'm sure you've seen the checkings at the when the host checks the people that is registered at a guest list, right, and checks with pen and paper, right?
Right.
I mean, all that stuff is already being like
replaced.
Replaced exactly. We got Night Pro, we got Exceed, we got Premium Guest. I mean, several softwares, backend softwares that digitize the experience between the club and the promoter, meaning that, for example, if a clubber wants to register himself to a guest list, thanks to this software, it'll appear directly to the club, right?
Okay, all right. So
but we are approaching a totally different angle in the market, right? Which is focused on fetching big data to get to know customers, to get to be able to interact with customers, right?
Correct.
To always offer, as I said before, like the best experience.
Got it. All right. So mainly the most important part is promoters should not be afraid of an app like yours.
No.
Should be actually excited about it, should be
interested
in using
it. Exactly.
I mean, the way that I've been understanding it, this is good for ownership and management. This is good for club promoters for sure, 100%, from sub promoter to the main promoter, because I understand that, you know, you cater to both, and this is definitely good for the clientele, which is, you know, which means you're taking care of all three
exactly,
you know, areas or the ones that are going to be interested to have the app, to use the app.
There we go.
Question. And you spoke to me a little bit about this prior to the show, but if you can explain here to the listeners.
Yeah, of course.
The clients get one app.
Yep.
The promoters and the clubs get a different app.
Exactly. So you got the B2C app, the clubber app, and then you got the B2B app, which basically scans either VIP services, like validates VIP QR codes,
right?
Drink QR codes or ticket QR codes, right?
Okay.
Because then from this app, you'll be able to go to the dashboard and see all the data displayed from depending on the type of QR code you're validating, right?
Okay. promoters, do they get big data, or it's just the clubs?
I mean, so there's different types of data, right? We got, for example, consumer data, and that consumer data is just the venues and the parties that are fetching it, since they are selling drinks, they are selling.
Right. So consumer data, we're talking about this guy purchased this with this card and this, you know, this venue and
exactly this guy bought this drink 2 days ago at that time.
You're gonna be able as a club to promote to that guy again, saying, you know, we have a special on that drink that you had.
Exactly, you know? Exactly. And if we go even further, when this big data flow is already active, like, I mean, it doesn't have to be worldwide, but like active, like recurrently, we'll be able to start doing several machine learning tests where, right, for example, already the app will tell you, hey, I noticed that you enjoyed this drink at this club, right? Do you want me to buy or do you want me to buy a pair of drinks already? So you don't have to keep it in mind, yes or no, right? So, There we go.
And then, okay, so that's the club. Then the promoter. What kind of data does the promoter get?
So
the main promoter.
Yeah. So accesses. I mean, where the people is going out, which type of music they like. Of course, I mean, they'll be able also to reach out to the people.
Right. So notifications.
Exactly.
You get to send people notifications.
Exactly.
On
exactly.
The thing.
Exactly. As long as they belong to the promoter.
Right. Remember, belong does not mean belong. It's belong as in just they're under
the
promoter.
Exactly.
How do you control through the app? How do you control a sub promoter versus main promoter, for example? So the way it works here is you're a main promoter, you have, let's say, 30 sub promoters working for your company. So how does that control that if a client comes into a venue, he was brought into somebody, you know, like commission and all those things? Like, how do you protect the sub promoter to make sure that everything is run right?
There's this dashboard, right, where you can see where everyone is going out and.
The sub promoter gets to see it and the main promoter gets to see
exactly.
It.
I mean, actually the dashboard itself, I mean, what we are offering to the promoter is an individual tool to optimize their client's nightlife experience, right? So it's for them to for example, I don't know, say, this week, I missed like, people going out, for example, right? They will be able to see how many people they have registered, right, with their code under their network, right?
Okay.
So it's for them to become better promoters. I mean, like,
right,
and keep track of their metrics, right?
Okay, got it. Does the club keep track too? Can they see what's going on, as in what the promoters are doing, or is that kept separately?
Right now, no.
Good. no, I'm saying most promoting companies are not going to want that.
Okay.
They don't. And I mean, and just a recommendation. Consultation for free right here. but the reality is that the club is going to want to get the information from those clients, but the promoter doesn't want that information. The promoter wants it to be private to them,
right?
You know what I mean.
I mean, So the thing is that the parties, the club wants will at the end pay the promoters, right?
Correct.
According to how many people actually access.
Well, no.
Yes
and no. Depending.
Okay. Depending on the.
So that's only if the promoter works for the club. The sub promoter works for a club directly.
Okay.
So most of the people here are gonna be a main promoter who has a direct deal with the venue.
Okay.
Therefore, they get either a percentage of the night or
exactly,
and from the door and all those things.
All right.
So yes, the club is gonna pay the main promoter. Mm. Probably not the sub promoter. The main promoter is gonna pay the sub promoter.
Right.
So he's the only one that needs to know like how many people a sub brought and all that kind of stuff.
For us, it's much more easier because
it will be different in I guess every country or city.
Exactly, Barcelona. Exactly, in Barcelona, the club wants to check how many people entered per promoter, right?
Correct.
They want to keep track of that, right? So, in that case, we would do like a joint venture with a backend system with a backend software.
Okay.
One of those that I mentioned is Premium Guest, for example. They are from Barcelona.
Okay.
And they are doing super good.
You know, I forgot to ask you from the beginning, and you know, I guess we were excited to get started with the season, man. I've been waiting. I've been off for like a month.
Yeah.
Where can people find you and reach you, and you know, if they want to, for example, be part of this thing?
You know, getluna.app.
Getluna.app. Okay. Cool.
Getluna.app, or even in Instagram, getluna.app too.
What if they want to reach out to you personally?
Marcus TB on Instagram. Marcus with K. Otherwise, Marcus at getluna.app.
Okay.
That works too. Pretty much it.
You know, you can find me at the Nightlife Entrepreneur on Instagram and DM me any questions. I could still put you guys together. If you guys want to ask anything, I could, you know, probably have the answer, because I'm going to have a long meeting with him later on. But I actually, you know, one of the reasons I asked him here, and I want him to be the first guy this season, is I'm going to get more into the tech stuff throughout this season. But I wanted, you know, I actually like this one. I think it's one of the apps that's really tackling all the different aspects of it. There are more things that we have seen throughout the years that people want.
Right.
But I believe that all of those things could be, I guess added. And we've actually spoken about a few of those things, and you've told me that they're coming later.
Yeah, exactly. Because
there is a process.
Exactly.
When you launch an app, right?
It's pretty huge, actually. I mean, so because we're actually targeting two different markets, right? So it's the
right.
So it's the it's the clubber. Well, actually, three different markets, if you want to be more specific. So it's a clubber, it's a venue, and it's a promoter, right? So it's a pretty huge architecture if you think about it. I mean, if some detail goes wrong, I mean, the whole fucking thing is like
right, of course,
boom, right? So
of course.
So
and you can't say fucking in this show. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
I saw your face. Oh man, I said fucking.
Yeah. Anyway, I mean, but of course, we have lots of plans to. I mean, I don't want to spoil, but we have lots of plans to improve and implement and so on within the apps. And but it takes its time, of course.
Awesome. Let me ask you a question outside of your app.
Yeah.
Where do you see other growth, or change, or evolution in the nightlife, as to other? You know, things like this. And before you answer that, there's one last question regarding the app that I forgot. Now that I see your phone.
Yeah.
What kind of hardware would the promoters or clubs need to use the app?
That's the best part. So mobile phone, of course. I mean, like cell phone. But apart from that, like a computer, if you want to keep track of your clients and so on. I mean, it's just.
Well, which the computer could also be your phone. I mean, if
yeah, of course. I mean, it's all mobile.
So it's not like so the door guard doesn't need like any big thing or whatever.
It's just
scanned with the phone and that's it.
Luna Business app downloaded, and you can and start
inside the club. If somebody wants to purchase something with the app, still same thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's all within
app.
All QR code and that's it. That's
pretty
much.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. That's very cool. All right. So going back to the previous question, what do you think are the next things that are, you know,
That's a very interesting one. You mean within the within technology or
mostly in the technology and where things.
I believe, and also according to I'll be a bit like analytic right now. According to this Deloitte study within hospitality, The next coming technologies are about big data. Well, I mean, big data, it's already been implemented. But
right, if you don't have big data and analytics, there's...
Yeah, I mean, there's still a lot to do within big data and within, like, the nightlife. But it's already coming, you know, you can get your... You can get the contact information, you can get all the stuff, right? Right. But the next steps are, for example, automation, like which is actually a topic that will, let's see what happens, because I mean, I as a business owner, right. you always want to effectivize your expenses, right? I mean,
correct.
And automation is about like implementing robots, right?
right.
So right. Let's see what happens in the next coming years. But afterwards, we're talking also about blockchain, meaning, for example, self-sovereign identities, which means proving that your identity is real. For example, in terms of IDs, for example, right? Why do I have to reveal my identity when I'm already available to access to the club? I mean. Yeah, I mean,
what about VR?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not an expert in VR within the nightlife,
right?
But I'm sure, for example, in terms of festivals, I mean, some of them are pretty expensive, right?
Correct.
And some youngsters can't afford it, right? So
right.
So imagine like actually, yeah, being there without being there physically, right? So yeah, of course, VR. Actually, that could already be implemented. I don't know if someone is actually doing
I'm
that.
I'm sure somebody has to have been.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I'm sure
doing it's... doing something.
Yeah,
I just can't figure out how to serve them the drink.
I know that would be a.
Although I did post yesterday that Keurig, the coffee people,
right,
just created a new machine with Anheuser-Busch, Budweiser.
Okay,
and it does beer and 15 different types of drinks. They
right.
Like a Moscow Mule,
right.
Margaritas, all the things. 15 right. different types of drinks. You know, it's just like a coffee
yeah.
machine.
Yeah,
you
yeah,
put
yeah,
the
yeah,
pot
yeah.
in and at home.
Beautiful.
So imagine.
Wow.
Everybody's trying to take our people away. So, Marcus, man,
yes.
Thank you so much for your time today. Honestly, this is a very, very interesting thing. I know I've been hearing for the past probably more than 10 years, I've been talking to people about apps within coming into the nightlife.
Yeah.
And you know, you mentioned Night Pro, which is one of the ones that I have actually worked with,
yeah.
which is completely different.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't have anything to do with what you guys
no,
are
exactly.
doing, which is another good thing, like yeah. that there are different ones and different types of things.
Exactly.
But this specifically, something that could disrupt, as you guys always say,
exactly.
The nightlife without taking away from the promoter,
exactly.
but actually helping the client and helping the clubs.
Exactly.
that's one that I like. So congrats and good luck with your launch here in the US, which
thank
is coming
you.
When by the
thank
way.
Thank you so much. This coming week. This coming
wow.
week. Yeah.
So
yeah.
this is soon, guys.
Yeah, it's super soon.
So one more time, Luna app.
Getluna.app.
Getluna.app. Guys, go check it out. You guys are gonna wanna party with these people. And then again, hope to have you again over here sometime when we talk about what you guys have been creating and how everything is going. So remember, guys, you can find me at The Nightlife Entrepreneur on Instagram. You can find him at
Marcus TV on Instagram. Yeah,
there you go. You can get the book on Amazon. You find all the episodes, previous episodes on nightlifepodcast.com. And that's pretty much it, man. The end of the first episode, season 3 is started. And I hope to see you guys again next week. Later.